Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
And here is Beth, who thinks that she has met her dream guy. And, you know, there is a fine line about getting aggressive about, you know, meeting that dude, because guys like a woman with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then that fine line of stalking also.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks she's kind of tiptoeing on that line a little bit. Hey, Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm fascinated because if you think you're stalking, you probably are.
Say that. So what's going on? Who is this guy?
So I haven't actually met this guy yet. I had a cell phone that was not good, and it broke. And I was at a party, and I was talking to a friend and telling her about my stupid cell phone. And she was like, oh, a friend of mine has a friend who's selling a cell phone, blah, blah, blah. So basically, like, it was too, like, early in my cell phone contract to get the upgrade and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, great, I'll buy this phone from the friend of a friend of a friend. And so, like, we emailed and we arranged a place to meet. Like, we both go to the same school. And so I bought this phone from her, and, like, I was just planning to go home, switch the SIM card, and, like, done, have a new phone,
mm-hmm.
you know? I, like, turn the phone on, and there's, like, 60 or 70 pictures that this person didn't erase mm-hmm. from the phone. And I was like, that's weird. So I was just looking because I was curious. Like, it's my phone now. And I was, like, flipping through all the pictures, and there is this, like, unbelievably gorgeous guy in a ton of the pictures. This is, like, potentially the most handsome man that I've ever seen in my whole life.
Okay.
Seriously. It's basically like I get to see this guy in all phases of his life. Like, there's some that he's, like, dressed up to go out. There are some where he's playing sports. I mean, it's just like everything that I like doing, he's doing.
Okay, that was good.
And I could tell where he was because, like, he was in a lot of local places. And I'm, like, looking, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can see where – I figured out where he works. I can see where he likes to hang out because
hilarious.
There's, like, a bunch of pictures of him at this one place. And he's wearing, like, different outfits, so obviously he goes there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, my goodness. Someone basically just handed me this thing and said – here is information about this guy, and, like, you can figure out a lot about his life by looking at these pictures.
Okay, now here's what I like about this, because it's not just about one hot guy. You say that he's in a whole bunch of different scenarios, and you've made a connection with, like, what he likes to do, you like to do, so there's more than just him being hot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like there's things that he likes to do that I was like, that's exactly what I like to do on the weekend. That's exactly the person I would love to hang out with. Like, he just seems really, really cool, and which makes him even more hot, you know?
I think the funny thing is the fine line of stalker or not stalker is the fact that you didn't take the pictures doesn't make you a stalker, but you get to enjoy the pictures and learn about him.
So how are you connected to the girl? Was it a girl you got the cell phone from?
Friend of a friend of a friend.
Couldn't you just follow that trail, though, even though you're not directly in touch with that guy? Couldn't you follow this sort of windy trail to get to the guy?
Well, I actually kind of thought, like, you know, that specific one place that I was like, wow, he hangs out there a lot. Like, he's in at least five different outfits at that place. I was like, why don't I just go there this weekend? Happen to meet him. Well, I mean, the chances that he would be there are great. You know, we can make it as if it's sort of like a chance encounter. And is that stalking or is that just me sort of creating my own destiny?
Let me go ahead and wax philosophical here. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about destiny.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
You know, we need to get you some destiny.
Here we go.
All right, so here you go.
I got to talk
She needs a phone at a certain time.
Oh, no.
Through a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, she ends up with this phone with this guy's picture on it, right? Mm-hmm. In all these different scenarios, she's making a connection with the guy. If she shows up to where she thinks he's going to be this weekend, and he happens, I mean, there's a million things to do in this city. If he happens to be there when she's there this weekend, and they hit it off, aren't those signs of destiny?
Don't you think he's going to be there with his girlfriend, the girl's phone, who had like all the millions of pictures of her boyfriend on it?
Are there pictures of him with other women? Because I don't think she's ever said that.
No, but I'm saying, who has a phone filled with pictures of themselves by themselves? Somebody took those pictures.
It's kind of like you're psychic. Because basically, I am like questioning whether or not the girl who, like the friend of a friend of a friend girl that I bought the phone from is his girlfriend, because there are some pictures that they're in together. So that's sort of like the one twist. But it's not like she's a friend, you know, not like she's someone I really know. We go to the same school and that's about it.
Nobody has that many pictures of the same person on their phone unless they're in a relationship with them.
That makes sense.
Or unless the girl who used to own the phone is a stalker.
True. I take a lot of mirror shots, just so you know.
Who?
Mirror shots? I do.
Well, that's you. You're in a special class by yourself.
Indeed you are.
You're a little only child over there.
Hey, Lindsay, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay. Listen, sweetie, don't Sherlock Holmes this stuff anymore. Just ask the friend of a friend of a friend. I mean, kudos to you for wanting to make your own destiny, but dang.
Dang.
Ask.
You say it's not nearly as complicated as she's making it.
No, it's not. I mean, honestly, come on. If you know these people well enough, just ask them, girl. Shoot, it ain't gonna hurt you. I'm telling you.
I don't know her that well.
Well, I love the Sherlock Holmes reference, but she has already gone on that phone, and some of those pictures, she has already imagined the fact that she took those pictures and not the other person.
She's
probably giggled and already created a conversation, you know, between them.
This guy sells his next phone. They're going to be like, look, there's a great-looking guy in all these pictures and a weird girl behind him. Every picture.
How many
just
pictures?
Just staring.
How many pictures have his shirt off?
Probably like 15 or so.
How many pictures are on the phone?
Said like
I don't know that he
pictures.
Dates girls
like 60
then.
Or 70, like a lot.
The girlfriend then, is potentially taking pictures of him playing sports without a shirt on his own phone? Why wouldn't she do that on her phone?
No, unless I'm it is just her saying phone. That she could be, you know, the old phone owner could be best friends with a gay guy, is what I'm saying. Yeah. If he's got a lot of pictures with his shirt off, and he said he's really hot.
Sorry, straight guys.
Sorry, but
it's not. Yeah.
Here's the facts that Jen knows. Straight guys are not attractive, especially
not
with their shirts off.
They're not as cute as gay guys with their shirts off. I'm serious.
So you got one of two ways to pursue this. Either you follow the chain of emails back to him and get more details as you go along, or you go to like the bars that he's hanging out with on Friday and Saturday nights and see if you meet him spontaneously, quote unquote, and find out that way.
But if I go, then it wouldn't be like stalking. It would just sort of be.
Well, if you go, then you create the situation, meeting him, and
yes,
you know.
I don't think it's stalking.
Like
yet.
Investigative.
Yeah, this
work.
You know, and if it does work out and Bert's destiny does prevail, then this is a story you don't tell him for a long time. Like,
yeah,
25th anniversary.
That is like a funny thing we laugh about later.
Later.
Yeah. Like you don't tell him until your 20th wedding anniversary.
Exactly.
Way later. Yes. Okay.
All right, so your homework assignment is to go to the place that he hangs out at on the weekends and then go.
Okay.
All right, Beth, when you get a little further along in the process, give us a call back. I'd love to know what's up.
Okay, cool.
All right, bye-bye.
You're on The Burt Show.